This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. 14 Hong Kong pro-democracy activists were found guilty and two were acquitted on Thursday in a landmark subversion trial. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Security was tight as diplomats entered the High Court for the verdicts. The verdicts in Hong Kong's biggest trial against the democratic opposition come 3 years after police arrested 47 Democrats in dawn raids across the city. They were charged with conspiracy to commit subversion under a national security law imposed by China, accused of a plot to paralyze government in the former British colony and force the city's leader to resign through a pre-selection ballot in a July 2020 citywide election. The Democrats maintain it was an unofficial attempt to select the strongest candidates. In 2020, Beijing imposed the sweeping national security law, which saw arrests of Democratic campaigners and the closure of liberal media outlets and NGOs.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. At the NATO foreign minister meeting in Prague Thursday, NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg called again for Ukraine to be allowed to use Western weapons to strike targets inside Russia. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The two-day NATO meeting in Prague is meant to focus on efforts to hammer out a package of support for Ukraine at NATO's next full summit in Washington in July. But the debate over whether to let Ukraine use arms sent by Western allies to fire on targets inside Russia risks overshadowing the talks. The U.S. and Germany have long opposed allowing Ukraine to fire over the border out of fear it would drag them closer to direct conflict with Russia. But Stoltenberg said Thursday, Ukraine needs the ability to defend itself.
Ukraine has, according to international law, the right to defend themselves. It's enshrined in the UN Charter. And the right for self-defense includes also striking military targets, legitimate military targets, outside Ukraine.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For additional stories, visit our website.